In 2020, when you were talking about unrest in American cities, you said, quote, we have to go by the laws. We can't call in the National Guard unless we're requested by a governor. What changed now? Why is this situation different to not consult with Governor Newsom about this?
Well, the biggest change from that statement is we have an incompetent governor.
We had the same governor back in 2020. You incompetent jackass.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight.
Good Lord.
I got the feeling that something ain't right.
No, it ain't.
I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me. Jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
I am... from Pacifica Radio in Los Angeles, this is The Bradcast, as heard on KPFK, 90.7 FM in L.A., 98.7 in Santa Barbara, 93.7 in San Diego, 99.5 FM in Ridgecrest, and China Lake, California. Also in California, in Red Bluff and Redding on KFOI and Round Mountains, KKRN. Up in Oregon on the Central Coast on KYAQ, Cottage Grove's KSO, Eugene's KEPW. Lanchester, Pennsylvania's W News, Maui, Hawaii's KAKU, in Columbus, Ohio on WGRN, Palinville, New York's WLPP, Rochester, New York's WRFZ, down in New Orleans on WHIV, out in Gallup, New Mexico on KNIZ, Concord, New Hampshire's WNHN, Fayetteville, Arkansas's KPSQ, in Seattle on KODX, Richmond, Virginia's WRWK, Fairmont, West Virginia's WEFR, Janesville, Wisconsin's WADR, and Minneapolis, St. Paul's AM950 KTNF. We also stream coast to coast and around the globe on the internet, even amid the riots, on the Progressive Voices channel, Netroots Radio, Radio for Humans, NicoleSandler.com, Radio Free Brooklyn, No Lies Radio, Detour Talk, Delmar FM, and most of your favorite podcast sites, blanketing planet Earth. I'm Brad Friedman, your friendly investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, muckraker, and all-around swell fellow, says me from bradblog.com. Delighted to be here with you today, live in Los Angeles. Allow me to start here with some news about what U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement shock troops are doing under the command of Donald Trump and his administration, which has apparently now ordered them to begin filling quotas of 3,000 arrests or more per day, whether those arrests are warranted or not, or if they're even of criminals, or even of U.S. citizens or not. As reported by The Guardian on Sunday, a U.S. marshal was detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE agents, in Arizona after being mistakenly identified as a man that agents were looking for, that according to a statement from the U.S. Marshals Service. The deputy marshal apparently, quote, fit the description of a subject being sought by ICE, and he was detained at a federal building in Tucson. Official said the deputy marshal detained by ICE was ultimately released after his identity was, quote, quickly confirmed by other law enforcement officers. The marshal service didn't say when the incident happened or who the deputy marshal was. ICE agents, as The Guardian notes, are under pressure from the White House to increase arrests. Last Tuesday, agents reportedly detained more than 2,200 people, the highest number of immigrant arrests in a single day in its history, according to reports. And of course, it didn't matter if they were following the rules because the Trump administration wants arrests, even if they turn out to be of federal marshals that ICE goons are rounding up in the hopes of meeting their quota.
That just happened to look like somebody that they might be looking for in a general direction of some kind of description that they have.
Hi, Desi Doyen. Hi. Are you keep an eye on? You got there might be ICE showing up right behind you. You look kind of suspect to me. That's all I'm saying.
Well, when they're trying to round up anybody and everybody they can find to meet their quotas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't even start with Wendell. Anyway, hundreds of people who were arrested last week had been enrolled in ICE's Alternative to Detention program, ATD program. That, according to three sources familiar with that arrest of a U.S. Marshal because he looked like someone that ICE was looking for. Under the ATD program, ICE releases undocumented immigrants who are not considered to be threats to the public and tracks them using ankle monitors, smartphone apps, along with periodic check-ins at ICE facilities. And many of those detained last week were reporting for their required periodic check-in, only to find themselves cuffed and thrown into lockup. Stephen Miller, the White House Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy, and yes, avowed hater of immigrants, reportedly told a meeting with ICE leadership last month that senior officials could be fired if they did not start making 3,000 arrests per day. Gotta meet that quota. And now, with raids across the country, the administration appears to be moving away from arresting suspected gang members or those with criminal histories, and they're just moving on to a more generalized detention of any and all undocumented immigrants, whether they are documented or not, not to mention actual citizens, not to mention members of the U.S. Marshal Service who do not look quite American enough for this administration. Well, it was a beautiful, sunny and warm, but not too warm weekend out here in Los Angeles. I hope everyone here enjoyed it. And those of you elsewhere in our broad broadcast community across the nation and the globe, since we are syndicated nationwide and worldwide, I hope you all did the same. I mentioned L.A., of course, specifically today, however, and what a nice weekend it was here in the vast majority of the expansive LA city and county region, because depending on how much you watched cable TV or even regular TV or followed often wildly misleading social media sites, well, you might think that Los Angeles has become a war zone today. I assure you it has not. We saw a similar dynamic, not yet. We saw a similar dynamic earlier this year as when massive wildfires were kicked up during unusually warm, dry, and very windy conditions in largely two areas of the LA region. Those were horrific, horrific fires. They destroyed hundreds and hundreds of homes. One of them even kicked up near us in the Hollywood Hills area very briefly, resulting in a mandatory evacuation from where I live overnight with no more than 20 minutes warning or so. But even then, no, LA was not burning down, as it became clear to me that many in the country believed from watching news coverage. LA is just gone.